3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Exfabula!
True personal story.
Exfabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
And we are here once again with Exfabula Radio, part of Lake Effect Weekend on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bruce Winter with Exfabula co-founder Leah Delaney, and we have stories for you once again that hopefully, after you hear them, will spark a little conversation on your behalf as well. Hey, good to see you.
Oh, hello there, sir.
You're at your usual customary position in the corner.
Yes, everybody puts baby in the corner here. Yes, I did bring some stories along today again, per usual. You know, Bruce, we have a story slam coming up in December on
just
the 14th.
Just a few days away
on December 14th. The theme is Perfect Storm, and the Story Slam is going to be at the Times Cinema on Valit. And P.S., that place does pack up. Don't think you're going to be able to stand in line for that ticket.
I don't think with this cold weather you want to stand in line.
No, right. So pre-order those tickets online, definitely at exfabula.org. So the theme, of course, is Perfect Storm. You know, perfect storms can mean a lot of things. Usually when one element happens, another element, and then the elements keep adding up, and then holy cow, you're in the middle of something you just did not expect to be. So let's kind of roll into one of those stories right now. Our first story is from Peter May, who told his quote-unquote dating story at our Oops Slam back in March of 2015.
I'm a romantic, and I think that's partly because I'm also a late bloomer. In high school, when all the other boys had muscles and mustaches, I was still rocking the baby fat. I hated gym class. So I never had a single date in high school. I spent my Saturday nights at home watching romantic movies, listening to love songs, and writing poetry. So I actually didn't start growing up until I was a sophomore in college. Started getting a little taller, growing a little hair, and growing a little self-confidence. So in my junior year in college, I was going to UW in Madison. And at that time, there was a McDonald's on Lake Street just off the Library Mall. I love McDonald's, which is probably part of the reason why I was a chubby little kid. Anyway, that's where I first laid my eyes on Rachel. She's behind the counter there, dark hair, dark eyes, perfect. I decided I was going to ask her out on a date. But I wasn't just going to ask her out on a date. I felt like I had to kind of work up to it, you know, soften her up a bit. Well, humor sometimes works. So I got up to the counter, and she said, "May I help you?" And I said, "Yeah, my doctor said I'm not getting enough cholesterol. What would you suggest?" Her laugh was like music to me. So I went in every day that week and tried to say something funny, and I felt like I was really making some progress with her. And then something amazing happened. I was talking to a friend of mine, Joyce, and I mentioned Rachel to Joyce, and Joyce said, "Rachel, she was my roommate last semester." This is great. So I peppered Joyce with questions about Rachel, learned lots of little things about her. So the next time I go into McDonald's, I make my order, and I say, "I'd like that to go, because I'm going to drive up to Sturgeon Bay today, because I've heard that all the most beautiful women in Wisconsin are from Sturgeon Bay." And she goes, "I'm from Sturgeon Bay." I said, "Well, I guess what I heard was right." So now, the next week, I go in every day, and I drop a little piece of trivia, a little something that Joyce had told me. And I think, you know, that I'm actually making some progress with her there. And I figured, you know, after a couple of days, she probably figured out that we had some mutual friends or something. And maybe even she figured out that it was Joyce. So I see Joyce that night, and I say, tomorrow I'm going to invite Rachel out on a date. And she said, "Oh, you're going to see her tomorrow?" And I said, "Well, you know, I didn't tell her that I was actually seeing her every day, you know. But I said, yeah, I'm going to see her tomorrow." She said, "Well, do me a favor. Would you return this book?" So she hands me this book, and I notice there's a picture poking out of it. And I pull the picture out, and it's a picture of Joyce and Rachel and all their roommates from the semester before. This is perfect. So I said, can I hang on to this till tomorrow? So the next day, I go into McDonald's, get up to the counter. I put the book down on the counter with the picture poking out just enough that she'd be able to see the pictures, you know, the people in the picture. And I look up at the menu, and she looks down at the book. And I'm so excited, I'm going to invite her out. And I said, you know what I'd like? You know what would make me really happy? And I look down at her, and she looks up at me, and she says, why are you doing this to me? Leave me alone. And I was frozen, and I could feel the blood boiling up in my face and my ears. She said, just leave me alone. And I did. I ran out of McDonald's. Now, maybe you guys saw this coming. I didn't, you know. So I'm out there in the street, and it all became clear to me. I pictured myself as this romantic paramour, you know. She saw a stalker. I thought she was intrigued. She was scared by me. I thought she's looking up my picture in the yearbook. She was looking over her shoulder to make sure I wasn't following her. So there's no happy ending to this story. I talked to Joyce about a week later. She had seen Rachel and explained that, no, he's just a big, stupid guy. Totally, totally harmless, you know. But just to be on the safe side, even though I love McDonald's, I stayed out of there for a while.
And that was Peter May's just very unfortunate dating story.
You know, it was about halfway through that story, and I'm saying to myself as I was listening to it,
don't do it.
Peter, this is not cool anymore. It's creepy, okay?
Yeah. And, you know, you did have to know Peter is actually one of our volunteers at Exfabula events, and he's so sweet. And even the sweet guys. Stalker. No, just kidding.
This is starting to get a little creepy here, Peter. Funny story, though.
Yeah, funny story. This next story is really interesting. You know, with Exfabula, we do a lot of different types of events. Some of those are private community collaborations. Some of them are open community collaborations. We did a partnership with Legal Action of Wisconsin a while ago, where we were featuring and helping people craft their stories to get up and talk about their experiences as lawyers working in legal action. And if you don't know what legal action is, they provide free legal services to people of low income that have a hard time defending themselves on their own. So as you can imagine, we had some really, really heart-wrenching, really great, fantastic stories that came out of this community collaboration. One of them we are going to feature right now under the theme of Perfect Storm. So let's listen to Don Tolbert's story that he told at a legal action function that Exfabula partnered with them on. So here's Don Tolbert.
Anyone here fans of film noir? In film noir, almost all the good film noir stories are somebody has a plan, and then something happens, and everything goes to crap. This is kind of Deborah's story. She was a single woman living in Green Bay, and she had worked for about 10 years at Walmart. She was not married, had no kids. And her mom and her siblings all lived down here in Milwaukee. Her mom bought 3 condominiums for 3 of the children, one of them being Deborah. And 2 of them immediately were signed over to the 2 siblings of Deborah, but Deborah's mom died before she was able to transfer the 3rd one. So Deborah's up in Green Bay. She's got this condo down here in Milwaukee, and her friends are telling her, you know, you really shouldn't leave it vacant, blah, blah, blah. So she pulls up stakes. She makes a plan. She's going to come down to Milwaukee. She's going to get into the condo and live there. and then work on getting it transferred and getting a job here. And she was told by Walmart that she was going to have a job here. So she does that. She comes to Milwaukee. She moves into the condo. She starts working at Walmart, who promptly fire her after a month. So now she has no income. Soon after that, she starts having physical problems involving her feet. She has surgery. She becomes disabled. She can't work. She can't stay on her feet any sort of period of time. So now it's almost impossible for her to find a job. She then realizes that the taxes had not been paid on the condo. Starts getting letters from the city. The condo fees have not been paid. They're behind 2 or 3 years. She gets a letter from the city of Milwaukee. They're foreclosing. They're doing a tax foreclosure. So I'm sitting and I'm listening to this story and I'm like, okay, what am I going to start looking for here to help her reach her goal? And her goal was, I want to be the owner of this condo. And finally, the two of us came to the conclusion that what she wanted to do was probably not what she needed to do. And her focus changed. And she realized that maybe trying to stay in a condo was not the best plan for her. But I was able to assure her that they're not going to show up in 3 days and she's not going to become homeless, that she's got time and she can work it out and she can start taking steps and she can start seeing if she can get into public housing and she can maybe try and find a part-time job that maybe she can do that she doesn't have to stand to make some supplemental income. But she's got some time to work on it. And by the time we kind of talked it all through and we're done with it, she thanked me. And I was a little surprised at first, but then she said, you know, when I walked in here, I thought I was going to be homeless in 2 or 3 weeks. She says, now I have a plan. Now I know where I can go. Now I know what I can do. I don't know what all the details are yet, but I can work it out. About a week later, she called. And she told me that the condo association had filed their foreclosure case as well. But she said, you know, it's not that big a deal. I know what I'm going to do, and I've kind of got it all figured out. And so I just wanted to thank you again and just want to let you know that this is, you know, that this has happened. But I just want to thank you again, and I think I'm going to be okay. So you guys can do this too. You can sign up, you can come in, you can meet with these clients, and you can walk away feeling as good as I felt at the end of that day or at the end of that phone call, that maybe she didn't get what she wanted, but she got what she needed. Thank you.
And that was Don Tolbert's story that he told at a legal action function back in 2014.
That story kind of serves two functions because it does set up for the perfect storm, and also it is a kind of story that makes you want to continue the conversation.
Yes.
Because it shows that one person helping another does make a big difference.
It really does. One person at a time, you know? So fantastic. So those were our perfect storm stories today. And I'm hoping that Milwaukee is starting to jog their minds and their memories about their personal, real, true stories that they could potentially tell at our next Story Slam event, which is going to be on December 14th. At the Time Cinema.
Great place. Yeah. And as we mentioned earlier, if you don't have tickets ahead of time, it would be a good idea to do that because these things sell out. And if there is tickets available at the door, you don't want to be standing outside on Valley Street when it's the wind chills below zero.
Eep.
Trying to get a ticket.
Nope. Not at all. That's all right. Not a good idea.
So we'll see you at the Story Slam and back here again next weekend.
Yes, and for those who are interested, please go to xfabula.org to get your tickets beforehand.
All right.
Thanks.
And all information is at xfabula.org. And you want to hear this again, these stories on the air, they're at wuwm.com. So they're all business taken care of.
Perfect.
Thanks.
See you next week.